Recording, woman. Woman.
Man.
Man. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another NFW podcast. Tonight we're doing 2005's Feast. Not to be confused with Sliver. Jake is here.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can Andrew. Hear him.
I'm hungry. Let's get this feast on.
And Mona.
No.
Mm-hmm. And the man himself, Willis.
Gonna run another joke into the ground, why don't you?
Hells yeah.
That's all we do.
That's what we do on this show.
That's how for 10 years now.
That's welcome to the roll. Show, Willis.
Another one.
He used to be an award-winning podcaster.
Another one.
Well, maybe this movie will remind you of Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh.
Another one. All right.
Come on, Jim.
I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. When I say go, everybody hit play. 3, 2, 1, and go.
Not my door, jackass.
Do I hit go now?
Dimension Films.
Yeah. Are they gone, Family Dimension Films?
I guess yeah, so. I think just Miramax is left now.
Maloof. I couldn't find subtitles for this movie, sadly. So, no subtitles tonight.
We have to pay attention.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to do a podcast and pay attention too, you know?
Speak for yourself.
No, we don't want to do a pod listen like Jake's other show.
A pod list?
Pod listen.
Jake has another show?
Not really.
Oh.
It comes and goes.
He used to.
Oh, shit.
It comes and goes, just like Willis's
women.
I
scared Willis. Willis got scared.
Just like Willis's women's, they come and they go.
Like my boyfriends?
Where's he at?
Which one?
I don't know. You tell me.
No.
Now.
No.
Quick TNA.
Boyfriends. My other toy has tits. Nudie.
I wouldn't put that on my car. Bozo.
Getty.
I forgot.
Did you forget?
I forgot they did the profiles of everybody.
Like the Suicide Squad.
Yep. But this is a better movie.
Ah.
The first one, that is.
They wouldn't kill a cripple, would they?
I'll kill anybody.
Yes, of course, forget to mention Ali, produced by the Weinsteins, but also Wes Craven, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon!
Affleck!
Everybody loves Matt Damon.
That damn movie makes me laugh every time I watch it. Dicker, Muhammad Jihad! Muhammad Jihad! Dicker.
Besides this trilogy right here, Gulager John also did Piranha 3 Double D and
Jagger recently.
Maybe dead already.
I completely forgot, but he did the, well, previous Children of the Corn movie, if anybody ever saw that one. And I hear
the sci-fi original one?
If it was, I don't know if it was sci-fi original, but... And I hear the new one sucks just as well.
Oh, no, I love Children of the Corn. was my favorite movie in middle school.
I like the first one too, and I'm okay with like the first two sequels, but.
Oh yeah, me too.
But
me too.
Everything after that is like either terrible or just forgettable.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
See that guy younger.
Be a model.
But yeah, part three also had a very funny scene involving the Barbie doll. When, oh my god, I laughed my ass off when I watched that part. Henry Rollins, Jason Mewes in this movie.
Look at the man.
Hell yeah. I'm assuming Clue is John's dad, of course. I would assume.
Yeah.
Shot a rooster.
I don't know what's wrong with that kid, Jesse.
Jesse! Jesse!
I just want to know two things. What are you on, and who are you getting it from?
Is that who I think that is? No, that's not her.
Emmanuel?
I thought that was Aubrey Plaza.
Nope. Just Alan.
No, that's not her.
She taught everybody how to fuck in space.
Oh my god. Let's do it.
Is that Willis?
Willis!
No.
Freshly shaved. Freshly shaved.
Ain't that damn dark.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, you're better looking at that guy, too.
I know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
He says, I know.
What's wrong with loving yourself?
I don't know. I do it every night.
Nothing, then.
Leave the joint. Extra crispy.
It's a knockoff Bernadette.
It does kind of look like her. Her boobs ain't as big though.
Music.
Honey pie.
I'd like to give her a honey pie.
You coming down here,
cream
girl?
Pie.
Come here, girl.
Come here, girl.
The husky's debating whether or not she wants to be down here with me or upstairs.
Your wife?
The husky. She's debating whether she wants to be upstairs or down here with me.
I guess she went back upstairs.
Well, she's just at the stairs, just staring at it now, or sniffing around. I don't know. She's something else.
He's like, come on, bitch, time to fuck.
I used to love him when I was a teenager.
Who?
That guy.
That guy? Balthazar Getty.
Getty, yes.
Balthazar. That's like the name.
Russian?
Balthazar.
Come here. Okay, then.
Snoochie booties. Oh, yeah, I want to go. Let's get out of here.
I met him at a convention once.
Who? Guy's
fucking hilarious.
Who?
Who?
Jason Mewes.
Jeez.
Nobody cares, Jake. Jason Mewes.
I care.
Did he pinch your titties and say, do you want to fuck me?
Did you watch Todd in the Book of Pure Evil?
Yes, I did.
That show's great.
I
fucking love
you.
That show.
It's on Plex. Show's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a janitor or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want their shirt, the goats. Their school mascot. Even the musical episode was good.
Once More with Feeling. That was the Buffy musical episode.
I like Buffy too.
Me too.
My son loves Buffy.
I think the beard guy was on 30 Rock. I almost want to say. It's been a long time since I watched that show, so.
Act like you feel it.
This bar looks like my house. The lube? Limp pussy?
Oh.
Hero. That's what he said. Crikey. Like me. Zippers.
I guess not, then.
That was funny. You see.
She just got a facial.
Gave him a bad case of blue balls.
He dead.
He died.
I forget what show she used to be on.
Yeah, the closet. I just put him under the bed.
It's a good place to hide.
But now he's trapped in a closet.
Yeah. She was in that show Numbers back in the day. That's where I know her from. And then The Collection. That was a good movie. He farted. Oh no, Willis is dead already.
Oh, yeah. Willis. Oh,
you aren't the first to go, Willis.
Yeah.
The second.
That's some progress.
All right.
Well, you got a baby.
Nice.
Oh.
One leg. Now she's named Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear.
Did you finally get laid, Nudie? You keep singing.
What? Is it gone?
No face? Did it rip off his face?
Did.
Gotcha. Jason Mewes just got cast in the sequel to Face Off. I want to face off.
Sandra.
Apparently I heard they're supposed to do like, I don't know, like a reboot or sequel to that, Face Off.
I hope not. They need to leave that shit alone.
I've never seen that movie.
I assume I heard they probably won't have Cage or Travolta returning, so I imagine it will probably be like that very terrible straight-to-video Erasers sequel that came out last year.
Guess what we're watching next time we watch a movie, Mona?
No!
Face Off!
That's a long one to watch.
Sorry, we're not doing a podcast on it. We're just watching it together.
Every week.
A date night.
Just what did that? I hic-burped. I do it every fucking episode.
English, motherfucker, you speak it.
Did you fart too?
Hic-burp. A hiccup and a burp.
Hic-burp.
I think I've done it for like every episode of the last 10 years.
I can't ever hear you, so.
Yeah. Weirdo.
Okay, that was just a burp.
Lost his toes.
That fucking bitch lost her leg.
Hey, bitch. Well, as you know who that black dude was?
Who?
Treach. His name's Treach.
You mean Trench from Naughty by Nature?
No, it says Treach.
Treach?
Yeah. Anthony Treach Chris. He was in Feast, Juice, and Today You Die, and he was married to Peppa of Salt and Peppa fame.
It's not called Trench, it's called Trench.
There's no N in there, Willis.
But that's how you pronounce it, it's called Trench.
Come on.
Just like you pronounce it, Sliver.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Well,
clearly, yeah. I didn't.
I yeah, didn't.
Notice how he skipped right over that, Jake? he totally ignored that. And done with that shit.
Oh, you trying to catch me up again, you bitch. I knew it.
Trench. It's spelled treach, but it's trench.
Nobody's safe in this one.
Nope. Not even the hero.
Oh. He just went all Exorcist on him.
Willis is green goo.
Another one.
He's going all Exorcist on him.
Tretch. Willis is right.
I don't care. It's not spelled that way.
I do.
You do what?
Okay, Hitler.
What the fuck that came from?
Well, geez, I don't care. It's not nothing I like.
That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
I said I don't care because they're not saying it right.
Well, that is how he says it.
Just like that one rapper. He says he's called The Weeknd, but I say he's The Week.
Yeah, exactly.
His name's Mona. I spell it B-O-B, Mona.
Yeah. She spells it N-O.
Mona, N-O.
Nona. Broke ass Elvis is kind of annoying.
I know.
Girl just lost her boy and you're crying.
It'll shower off, brah.
Ain't got no connection out here in the desert.
In 2005.
Alright, so for some reason it won't download.
Flip phones!
Oh, your favorite thing, duty.
Maggots.
Yeah.
Ew.
I did puking too.
Oh.
It's the way the puke is shown that's more bothersome.
There's got to be a shower in there.
Ew.
Snow rockets.
Go ahead. See you later.
Oh, yes.
Get your jacket and your walking shoes.
Guess this is Halloween time because I said just a jack-o'-lantern. Oh, there's the Christmas tree in the corner too, so I don't know.
They just don't take anything down.
I used probably to do that to guys when I was a teenager.
Not out there.
Out where?
Out there.
Out there.
Out where?
It's bullshit, man.
Go outside then and see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, ask the guy without a face how he feels.
Or a head.
Oh. Ugh. Boobies.
Bloody boobies.
More his tits look like that.
Prove it.
Andrew had his shot. She offered and nobody emailed her. Except for me. I sent the email before she finished even saying it.
Pitiful. Fucking pitiful.
No, it's called brilliant. Thank you. I'm a fucking comedian. A comic genius.
Let's sample that.
I make all these women's moist from their laughter.
Then they see the picture and then they just want to run away.
You ain't lying.
I have an autographed picture of Nudie framed in my room.
She's not lying.
Man on your nightstand.
She said, "It's your future daddy."
And he said, "Oh, hell no."
Yeah, he ran away to college.
Exactly. I'm out of
here. Screw you guys. I'm gone. That's
your new dad.
When we were doing those contests to give away the 400 episode prize pack or whatever, she kept saying, "I want an autographed picture of you." So I sent her one.
I remember that one.
With my fish face lips. I took the picture to CVS to have them print it out in 8x10, and the lady started laughing. She goes, "That's awesome." I said, "Yeah, I'm sending it as a gag to my friend because she wanted an autographed picture." She says, "That's great."
So yeah, now I see jack-o'-lantern and a Christmas tree, but Mrs. Rosa sign I said Happy Thanksgiving as well, so yeah, they don't take anything down.
No.
Next, we got to see some Valentine's or St. Patty's Day stuff.
Uh-oh. It's been a minute since I seen this shit.
I think this is probably
a whole minute.
I haven't seen it since 2005.
Same.
I think I got the DVD somewhere around this damn place.
I do too.
I think
I have the unrated version.
I think I've seen it three times, like first probably a little bit after it came out, then probably at least a decade ago, and now tonight.
This seems kind of unrated. It's pretty gory.
Yeah, sometimes these unrated movies you can never really tell. I mean,
yeah. For all we know, could have just showed that girl's tits for 5 seconds and make it unrated.
Yeah,
I know, right?
I mean,
the rated version doesn't show them. She just shows her washing them.
I noticed in, like, Megan, like, okay, there was a little bit more gore, but the biggest thing I noticed in the Megan unrated cut is that one guy dropped a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah.
The unrated version is 0.32 seconds longer.
Hey, 0.2 seconds is a lot of extra footage.
That don't mean it's dead.
It's probably not right because I'm seeing a bunch of different times here.
That's what you get for being too close. Little tiny baby hand.
A glory hole.
Baby.
Not the baby. Yeah.
Oh my god, these pictures are ridiculous.
He ate my boy. Okay. Yeah, thing one and thing two.
Oh yeah, I remember that photo. Yeah.
No.
Fat face. How can you look all red?
Because he's blushing.
Took time off from touring. Oh yeah, the best pictures. Look, I was sexy in that photo. A nice dark beard. Now it's all white. Come on, Clue.
There you go, Henry Rollins. Poke it with a stick.
He's a liar.
I'll turn you into him.
Yeah, turn me into him.
Isn't that how the song goes?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay,
oh, I could barely remember the name of the song.
Actually, it's been a long time since I listened to that song, but I think that's how it goes.
Right.
You don't like the Ghost Rider song?
I like that too, yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay.
No, he doesn't do that one. Is it on the Crow soundtrack?
Maybe. I think so.
Hangman came out for that song.
Yes, he sure did. He hung somebody that night, too.
Yeah.
That was a good-ass match. That whole show was good.
Except for the women's matches. They were kind of clunky.
Yeah.
And the ending made no sense. But.
What? Were Ruby turning on them?
Well, if she was going to join them, why wouldn't they just team together and beat and take the title? You know what I mean?
I guess. Oh. Yeah, that's kind of true.
Right? Like, why would you wait till after the match to show your allegiance? That was just dumb. Dumb writing. But let's save it for when we do the wrestling show.
Aaron?
Yeah.
If I was going to watch the show.
I know. We're probably going to do it maybe Friday.
Okay.
He said maybe, so. We might not end up doing one, but.
Because you put it on Plex, right?
Yeah. Yes!
The baby!
So, do we want to do the other two of these, or?
I'm okay with that if we want to.
This one's the better version. Two and three are.
Well, yeah, it's always shitty. The first one's the better one, but. I mean, we usually try to complete series if we do them.
It's on you guys. I'm just warning you. You'll kind of get bored with two and three.
We'll watch another movie.
I know I've seen two, but I remember very little about it.
Yeah. I just remember this one being really good.
Mm-hmm. She had another baby.
Shit. She had a baby.
She pooped a baby.
Yeah.
It's a shit baby. That is a turd baby.
Shit baby. Shit baby.
Look like pumpkin head.
I feel better when I'm out of this shit box.
Ain't they supposed to be redoing Pumpkinhead?
I think so. I mean, I think they've said they're going to, but I haven't heard anything ever since. To my knowledge, at least.
And you heard that Bruce Campbell's talking about they're going to do a cartoon version of Evil Dead.
Yeah. Well, hey, if that's the only way we're going to get Bruce as Ash again, I'm down with it.
I'm surprisingly not really too excited about the new Evil Dead movie.
Oh, that joint looked awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But see, that's the problem. It doesn't look like a traditional Evil Dead film. Like, if it was a sequel to the remake, yeah, then I would be buying this. But it's like, I don't see, like, one bit of, like, jokey comedy in that whatsoever. It's like, it's too serious.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a sequel to the remake.
Yeah.
No, they said it's a sequel to the original trilogy.
Well, I mean, I think they're pretty much saying nowadays that the remake is pretty much canon with the trilogy. I think that's what they're saying, but...
Yeah, Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi came out and said that the Evil Dead remake is basically Evil Dead Part 4. They did say that. Yeah.
Well, then, Well, then hopefully then it is more in line with the remake then.
To me, it looks like Demons 2.
Clinically depressed. I don't get excited for anything.
Yeah, I see.
She ain't lying.
I mean, hey, I see. You know, it's like, you know, how different people handle the demons. You know, Ruthie's more goofy, and other people are probably a little bit more serious. Especially a chick recovering from a heroin addiction.
Marta Kovar.
Another old joke.
She was cute as a button when she was younger. Now she's hideous as a witch.
Hey! Not all witches are hideous, fucker.
I mean, I get aging and all.
Oh, an evil witch.
That wasn't aging. That was crack.
Not all evil witches are ugly.
That was crack or meth that did that to her.
Don't care about.
Just throw this guy to the feast.
Ooh, invited my brother to this movie. He's acting like.
No smoking.
Cracker Jacks. Give me those Cracker Jacks.
Where's Cracker Jacks? Tell us, Granny.
Let us know.
Have you heard of the legend of Harry Warden?
Piss on Harry Warden, will ya?
I watched it on Valentine's Day on my big giant screen. Oh, it was fucking awesome.
What, the original?
Yeah. I watched it on my projector.
Oh, that's cool.
I fucking love it.
And I did the opposite. I watched the remake in 3D.
I got to hook up my TV again if I want to do that. But I watched the pay-per-view on the big screen, too, Willis. It was awesome.
Nice,
it's amazing
nice.
How good those projectors work.
Yes, compared to what they used to be.
Remember, yeah, it's almost crystal clear.
Yeah, remember when you couldn't see shit on them things when they first came out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. I remember the big screen TVs. If you had the light on in the room, you couldn't see nothing. You had to be in total darkness to watch them original big screen TVs.
Well, it's just still, this one, it looks better with the lights off, but.
Right.
Huh? Just the picture itself is just crystal clear. Like the whole pay-per-view, it was just perfect. I like the fact now you can hook up your Fire Sticks to them or your Blu-ray players or whatever. You can hook it in there and play it right through it if you wanted to.
Fire Dicks?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Fire Dicks.
Yeah, I've considered getting a projector for my room. Yeah.
Fire Dicks, that's what happens when you don't wrap it up with some chicks.
Ew!
Mine was $80, Andrew, when I got it on Amazon.
How long ago did you get it?
Like a year ago.
There's a lot of them. I got it actually, now.
Yeah, I got it not two Christmases ago. And I sat in the closet for a while because I just didn't know what to do with it. And then we're going to put it out for Halloween and watch movies in the yard, but I didn't have a holder for the screen. So I just tacked it on my wall and I'm like, what the fuck? Why didn't I do this like a year ago?
Yeah, that's just like me. I got some games in here I ain't played yet. Then when I finally played it, I said, man, I should have played this shit a long time ago.
Yeah, same.
I forgot what I was going to say now. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Something about the projector?
Oh, yeah. the first movie I watched was Jaws.
I figured I had to make that
the first one. But they just had it recently. It was like $69 for it. It was on sale. So just look on Amazon for it.
I'm still laughing. I went to see that joint when they had it on $5 day at the movie theater. They had the 3D version.
Oh, Jaws 3D?
No. Yeah. The original. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went and saw it too. It was good. I liked it. I mean, there was no real effects for the 3D, but watching the ocean and stuff in 3D was kind of cool.
I didn't bother to go see the Dawn of the Dead one because I heard the 3D wasn't all that great in that one.
I wanted to, but I didn't get to. But yeah, I enjoyed. I'd like buy a Blu-ray if they release it in 3D. But what was cool was you could see, like, through Brody's glasses, you could see the people in the background.
Yeah.
When the lady slapped them, which I was like, it's just a cool effect, but you couldn't really notice that before. But yeah, that had to be the first movie I watched.
Bears.
Why is it tigers and bears? Oh my.
Cocaine bears. That movie was funny as shit.
I want to see Meth Gator.
Should have done. Can't wait. Cocaine Bear. Cockbee's going to be coming out pretty soon. I'd imagine.
Should have known Asylum was going to do that.
Yeah, I had to go see that one at the movie day. I couldn't just... I just couldn't let that one go by.
I don't get to go to the movies too much.
He's a guy in public. He's a hermit.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
You must, if you're going to talk crap, speak up.
Yeah, I hope to get back to it someday. I mean, the last 2 years, the only ones I saw on the big screen were the last two Halloween movies.
Well, it's only for the major releases that you actually go to the theater.
Who wants to go downstairs?
Yippee-yi-yi.
That's what she said.
Rest in peace, wheelchair boy.
Yeah, when you in the movies and you're in a wheelchair, you might as well forget it.
Forget about it.
Like freaking homeboy in part Friday the 13th part 2.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh yeah, that too, yeah.
But that annoying fucker was glad he got it.
Franklin? Everybody was glad he got it.
Yeah. Oh, Franklin. Texas
Chainsaw Massacre, that girl who looked like Lady Franklin.
How dare you?
Lady Franklin.
I like the remake of the one that was just recently released.
Did we all watch it together?
Probably. I love that movie. I watched it.
Are
like
we
five
boring
times,
you,
right?
Nudie?
You should be Willis all the time. Like, Willis, wake the fuck up.
Wake up. I'm awake.
Yeah. I'm awake, bitch. Bitch.
There's an echo. Willis had an echo.
Echo, 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 echo. Echo. Ah, fuck you, Balthazar.
For now.
Like they care, they just threw him in there. I'm okay.
That's because he was an asshole earlier. So they said, get in there, bitch.
No, I was watching. I was here.
Bitches are. Get in there.
bitches are. Is that a picture of Bigfoot in the back?
Is that a new song or something?
No,
new rap song?
Make fun of his name instead of Baltazar, bitches are.
Probably will be a rapper name soon, you never know.
Nudie, new rap career.
In my my next life. I'll be Treach.
It's Treach.
It's Treach, but pronounce it Trench. It's more cooler that way.
What is he even supposed to do? Slap it? Poke it in the eye?
Pop.
Eyes, throat, and crotch?
He's going to pipe it.
Oh, yeah.
Want some of this pipe, bitch? Come get it. Come get it. The vampire bat!
Oh, cute little baddie. Probably has rabies.
I'm Batman.
It would have been better if they didn't tell him about the bat.
The bat, the cat, and the penguin.
The original 60s show was the best.
Oh, God, I was watching that new Jay Leno show. Whose Line Is It Anyway? I mean, it's a year old, very new, but you know, one the category they had was all about Batman. Very last question, you know, the people were betting all their money, just a picture of Adam West Batman. It's like, who played Batman in this 1960 series then? Everyone, all the contestants were like, I don't know. let's just go with Burt Ward. And I'm just screaming at the TV like, Adam West, you idiot.
Oh my gosh, that was my favorite when I was little.
I just think the 60s show, the villains were just the embodiment of the comics, you know? At mm-hmm. least the comics then. Like, now they're a little more straight edge now, but like those the comics, they just, those were the characters, you know? It was great.
Yeah, I posted about that a couple of weeks ago and said the same thing.
I think the Gotham TV show did pretty well with the villain characters.
Yeah, but that's a different... Back then, that's what the comics were like. Now it's... Like Gotham was very dark. Dark and... It wasn't comical in that kind of a comical way.
Is that its pee-pee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make the jokes around here, Mr. Wayne.
I'd slap people with it.
Yeah. Yeah, favorite clip of seeing a Batman recently where
it's
Joker
like a cat penis.
Joker's watching Bruce Wayne make a clay project. He's like, oh, a fifth grader could do better than this, Mr. Wayne. And he makes his own modifications and Bruce Wayne's like, I see what you mean, Joker. That is about the level of a fifth grader. And Joker's like, I make the jokes around here.
My man, Cesar Romero. Wouldn't cut his mustache or for shit, because that was his moneymaker.
Oh, yeah.
It looked
funny.
Great, though.
Oh,
uh-huh.
The makeup over the mustache.
Yeah.
I can remember first time I watched 89 Batman when I was very, very young. Probably a year after it came out on video, so I would have been probably 5, and I actually thought that was Cesar Romero playing the Joker in that movie.
You were 5 in 1989?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Math is confusing.
Oh. I see. I thought you said, didn't he die in 89?
No, I said we're 5 in 1989.
He's no, like, I don't know.
No, I was 4.
I was 9.
Wow. I was 20.
1989. How old was I in 1989? I was in junior high school.
Oh, so it's Nudie, Willis, me, Jake, Andrew. Right?
What's that?
What?
The oldest? The youngest? The youngest is Andrew, right?
Yeah.
And then?
He's a baby.
Jake.
Uh-huh.
Then Mona. Then Willis.
Then Nudie.
Grandfather Nudie.
That's
about
true.
To be a 31-year-old baby this weekend.
Gonna be like the oldest podcaster.
Yeah, I'm 38 this year. Oh,
I'll be 70 doing NFW.
31 turning Sunday.
31. I wish.
I know, me too.
I miss those days.
I remember I was crying when I turned 30. And I was crying even more when I turned 40.
Yeah, wait till you turn 41.
I was depressed when I turned 47 this year. Like, ain't this some shit?
I'm only going to 60, you guys, so enjoy your time with me.
Oh, no, we're going to keep you alive.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Yes! You don't die until we say you die.
No, Nudie, like what's his name said in What We Do in the Shadows. Your friends, they get old. They forget you. Sad speech.
Yeah, I guess I'll be going through midlife crisis soon.
Yeah, it's not easy, chick. I think I'm going through it now, and I'm 53.
What does she have to do? We're not watching the movie.
She wants to go get her son.
Where's he?
Somewhere else.
In the basement. With all the other dead bodies.
Shut up.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh man, that
was a great song.
I remember the original lead singer. He died like at least a few weeks before I was supposed to go see them live.
Aw, fucker! Why couldn't wait one more week?
And I eventually saw that band like I don't know 2-3 lead singers later.
What movie was that song in?
I remember in the one with Jet Li.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Horror movie. I can't believe Willis isn't yelling it.
Horror movie. See No Evil?
No, you guys aren't anywhere close.
Okay, I give.
Jason X.
Oh, shit.
Well, it played in the commercials.
Oh, I think it was in the movie, too.
No, it wasn't. Never in the movie.
Probably at
the
end.
The commercial.
Well, whatever. It's close enough.
I
should have known.
No, whatever.
You should have known where I was going with that.
Deep shit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tell him, Mona.
I bought my, that was the first, when I bought my first original Xbox. That was a movie I bought with it, because they was giving away a free movie when you bought an Xbox. I picked up Jason X.
I like that movie.
I do too,
for what it is. I mean, it's not great, but it's fun. It's fun.
Ew, yeah. He has to get the keys from the peepee.
Monster nut. Ugh.
Guess he won't be doing any more humping. No more baby monsters.
Okay, well, he's gonna become a baby monster.
He is?
Ew!
More maggots.
Ew!
Coming out of his eye now.
He's getting better, he said.
Just throw him to the creatures.
I know.
Throw him to the wolves. He's like half gone. She lying like shit.
Yeah, that's the vomit I don't like.
Yeah.
No, oh, she's full. Better gargle.
It just be stomach acids.
The guy's watching her puke.
Yeah, he must have a fetish.
Ew.
That's some sexy puking you got going on there.
I remember a friend, he went out for cross country back in high school, and he said he was watching the chicks throw up once after a cross country meet, and well, he said it was kind of hot watching her throw up, but he said it was just because of the position she was in to throw up. And I'm like, that's still fucked up, dude.
What the fuck?
The position she was in.
Wow. Like, telling your inside thoughts out loud again, buddy. What's gonna work? Teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Molotov cocktail's my favorite weapon.
Minus the Molotov.
I don't drink.
Cocktails.
Oh no, what's my new name? Rona what?
Bona Mona cocktail?
No, the spa again.
Oh, yeah, let me see.
I'll look it up for Pension you. Selly.
Pension. It's like the third time they've named you something different.
Peasant Jelly.
Peasant Jelly. That was the best one.
And then what was the other one?
You're in the Peasant Jelly Club. Month of the Club.
Paris Spaniel. Ramona Paris Spaniel.
I don't think Virus like my leprechaun picture yet. Me wants me green chili.
Is he mad?
No, he didn't. He didn't like it or anything, so I don't even know if he saw it. But Rachel liked it.
I thought he just said something.
No, he didn't answer that one.
I put green chili. He laughed at that.
Huh? He did laugh at it?
Yeah.
Oh, alright. I didn't think he had done anything.
And been done that.
She's not dead. Huh. That's what you call a jump scare, people. He's like, fuck that, I'm not untying all those weapon parts off of her now.
Yep, she's dead now.
You know where they stole that from? They stole that directly from aliens.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Can't do anything right.
You're talking about the damn cord!
Dee, 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 dee.
Here comes the throat pie. You're supposed to swallow it, honey.
Oh, I forgot this movie was perverted.
Throw pie.
I love it. Hey, apparently Affleck and Damon really liked it, apparently.
Bet they did.
Well, yeah, they gave the guy the money to make this movie. From that Project Greenworks or whatever the hell that they had. That's how the guy made this movie. He won the contest, that thing they were doing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, really?
I forget what the heck it was called, but yeah, Affleck and Damon had like a thing for future movie makers and stuff.
Affleck.
Damon.
You're wasting bullets, bitch. Uh-oh.
Watch that pinky toe.
Touch him in the toe!
I wonder if there's a way to see all the other entries that were in that show.
Fuck this guy already.
Ew.
He's
just a level of gross.
It's gooey.
Uh-oh. You dumb son of a bitch. You said you saw him
fire.
Oh,
no!
Nine-one-one, we have an intruder. You big dummy Balthazar.
You just like saying his name.
Such a nice name.
Balty.
Balky.
Hello, Cousin Larry!
Belky.
What was his last name?
Oh, I forget. Something crazy.
Yeah. Willis, how come you don't know?
Ahu.
Ahu? Belky Ahu? What was Belky's last name?
Did you watch Perfect Strangers, Willis?
I didn't watch that shit. That shit was corny.
What? I figured that'd be up your right up your alley.
That's corny ass shit. That and Full House, those corny ass shit. Watch that mess.
Everywhere you look.
I barely could stand watching Urkel half the goddamn time.
Did I do that?
That show used to make me mad because
Balky Bartokamus.
Yeah, some shit like that.
There you go.
Yeah. Damn, Family
but
Matters.
You didn't watch it.
Well, everybody knew the damn... They all used to cross over together, remember?
Okay.
What's that shit? Damn, make all that...
It ruined Willis's Fridays.
Damn, Urkel used to make me mad chasing after damn Laura.
Did I do that?
And yeah, that other girl that liked them. And he was still crying over damn Laura. That shit made no sense to me.
Because he loved her.
That show is funny, though.
Yeah, I do.
It was not funny. Nudie, you're a corny guy.
I am, thank you.
I think I used to impersonate Urkel a lot back in those days.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody probably did. Can I do that? Can I have some cheese, Laura?
The imagine episode them. Of was it Key and Peele with Urkel? No?
What no. about Key and Peele?
With Urkel?
It's
all evil, Urkel?
I don't know.
Oh, he did the Wayne Brady shtick. Wayne Brady smack a bitch!
Oh, that's Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, but I mean, he went that kind of same route. He had to go evil Urkel, like Wayne Brady went evil.
Yeah.
I'm still laughing. I'm still laughing at the commercial with Snoop Dogg and Urkel selling weed. Urkel, sticky itchy.
That's like the biggest thing he's known for his whole career.
One watches Key and Peele. It's funny.
He also did Sonic.
Yeah, but I don't think people know him as Sonic.
Yeah.
And he did a couple of Asylum movies.
Yeah, what was
like, the Mega Sharks or something?
Yeah, I think that one.
Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark or some shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, got a hand.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
They're teasing us with the wheelchair kid.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
She's like the girl in Jaws 2 that just screams for the last hour. That girl was annoying.
That's just like watching the girl in Midsummer. That's all she did through the whole movie was scream.
Midsummer, yeah. I still liked it, though.
Ew. Ew.
This movie is a gooier version of Tremors.
Exactly. Some Tremors.
Don't fuck this shit up, boy.
Don't fuck it up. He's half dead.
He can barely keep his hands from shaking.
Yes.
That was ridiculous.
Idiot.
Shit. Wow.
It's like, hello, I'm over here.
Well, she was rolling around in a barrel.
All right. She's all dizzy and shit.
No, no.
Start it, bitch.
I forgot the keys. No keys, but please, Paul. Driving like you stole it.
Carefully, so I don't get pulled over.
Coors Light, baby. Coors Light.
Gross.
She's leaving.
I don't blame her. You're damn right.
That's what something my brother would do. He would.
How the tables turn for Clue, because he did that same thing in Return of the Living Dead. Of course, in Return, he didn't have a choice. Watch your tongue, boy, if you like this job.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
Thing is pissed off.
It's you angry. Chopped off my dick.
As soon as I finish this movie, I'm going to go play some Dead Space. Just because of this damn movie.
I'm still playing through Horizon Zero Dawn.
I finished both of them. I'm just waiting for the DLC for the second one.
I'm trying to like get every skill point unlocked so I can unlock like all the abilities and weapons.
I'm going to go play with myself after this.
Me too.
The best type of video game.
Me too. Then I'm going to bed because I got to work in the morning.
Oh, I'll probably be playing in the miniature kitchen. That's probably what I'll be doing.
Playing in the kitchen.
Miniature kitchen.
Oh.
With his daughter.
Oh. I miss my
gotta get her an easy bake oven.
Depends. Wonder what time she'll go to bed tonight. Went to bed 6:30 last night.
Did she get up at the taint of dawn?
No, surprisingly she didn't. She woke up at kind of early just for one more bottle, but
fatality.
Then she went back to sleep and woke up at 9. So that's probably like 14 hours of sleep. Dang.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Of course, the bullets are empty.
Down in the face of the gun. Come on. There you go.
There's the poster shot.
What a girl.
Mitch is hardcore.
Oh.
Now's the time for a heart attack.
Yeah, don't worry, he's in the next two.
Oh.
Anything that can go wrong is.
Gross.
You just got throated, motherfucker.
That's just before dawn.
Oh yeah.
Is she deep throating him?
A tribute to it just before dawn. Oh, he just came.
Oh.
He's like, I got a boner.
I'm going to marry that girl.
Magic moment.
When you shoot the gum in your eyes.
The sun is coming up.
Oh, he survived.
I always love how in horror movies, the events always last long until dawn. Man, God, I understand adrenaline and all, but man, don't these people get tired?
No, no, you're all freaked out. Oh, yes, this is happening. Jake's all taking a nap in the corner. I'll be the only one that survives because he was sleeping the whole night.
Right.
Where is everybody?
Wait, walks out and the cops point him because he's the killer.
Yeah, what about did you to
say, do? Yeah, I was about to say, I'll probably end up being like the guy at the end of Cabin Fever. Yay, I survived! Bam, 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 bam.
Favorite movies. Look, it was me. So, oh, can I have your number?
I mean, she just throated a monster to death. She can go anywhere she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
Anywhere you want to go.
It's the musical tonight.
Yep. We like to pull out musicals once in a while.
Oh, fuck you.
What is that?
You're flooding it.
The music starts back up.
Is everybody rocking out or what?
All right. That was Feast. Oh, wait.
Oh,
another
scene. Just kidding.
It's Marvel before Marvel.
Who's that? Is that Jake in there?
Probably.
It's the old bat.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about her. Oh, Jake. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
They didn't kill them all. Can you imagine that? Okay. Feast 2005. Mona, what did you think of this movie?
It was great. It was gooey and gooey, like Willis said, and pervy and funny. And I loved it. Still,
oh my.
First time I've seen it, and then now. Balthazar Getty still hot.
Balthazar. Does he make you moist?
Yeah.
What's your rating?
What is it? 1 to what?
1 to 10.
I'm going to give it I'm going to give it a 10.
Wow.
All
right.
I'm going to watch it again. I'll recommend it. I'm going to force people to watch it.
She's the Balthazar. New Willis.
I give it a 10.
Okay, Willis, go ahead.
Replace Willis.
It's a cool movie. It's nice and gory and fun. And it doesn't drag out. I give it an 8.
Andrew.
Oh, yeah. This is a pretty fun film. Despite the ooey gooeyness that makes me ugh, it's still a fun film. I give it a 7.
Okay, Jake.
Yeah, 7 sounds just about right for me. I mean, it's a fun movie. Not quite a 10, but hey, you know, it's fun to watch every once in a while. So, yeah, 7.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it since, probably since it came out. So, it was a good rewatch. And yeah, I had a great time with it. It's fun. A lot of good gore. Good stuff. So, I'm going to give it an 8. All right.
Yeah,
so we'll be back.
Cut off and smashed and
yeah, monster dick.
Mm-hmm.
So next time we're gonna do Feast 2 because we gotta finish the series now. So there.
Aww, all right.
Sad.
You're gonna make me suffer.
Yep. Welcome to the show. All right, people. Till we meet again. This has been the NFW podcast.
Welcome to hell.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Later days.
Later days.